RNZ Pacific News. Ata Maria ko Lydia Lewis, tēnā. Solomon Islands police are investigating after 10 houses were burnt down in an alleged arson at Vauluadu village. Provincial Police Commander of Guadalcanal Province, Chief Superintendent Rodney Kuma, says no arrests have been made, but suspects have been identified. He says the motive behind the alleged arson incident was related to land and property ownership rights. Chief Superintendent Kuma says it is a really sad incident where the victims of the alleged arson fled from their homes and returned to find their homes and properties burnt to ashes. He called on both parties who were involved to refrain from taking action into their own hands and to allow police to investigate and deal with the matter. Aftershocks have been felt following a 6.7 magnitude earthquake that struck in the Samoa Islands region about 8:30 a.m. on Monday local time. The US Geological Survey reports a fourth aftershock struck about 5:20 a.m. on Tuesday, a 5.6 magnitude quake at a depth of 35 kilometres. RNZ Pacific correspondent in Samoa, Altangavaya Tipi Altangavaya, says there was some panic in the community when the first earthquake struck on Monday. He says his neighbours ran over asking him to take his family inland to higher ground. Christina Persico reports.
Otangavaya says he spoke to a few people following the quake, and workers at the local supermarket said they were waiting for the tsunami and flood warning siren to sound following the shaking. He says there are 7 siren spots in the capital Apia, and people were confused about whether they should wait for them to sound or just move to higher ground. Otangavaya says yesterday's earthquake was strong and reminded him of the 2009 quake. The 2009 8.3 magnitude quake generated a devastating tsunami that struck the Samoas and Tonga. 186 people died when the tsunami struck.
Niue is heading into week 2 of experiencing community transmission with a rise in COVID-19 cases. There are 3 new cases of the virus that have been recorded in the latest reporting period. There are now 61 active cases, taking the total number of cases to 172 since the first arrival of the virus at the border in March this year. In Fiji, the People's Alliance Party's deputy leader has been released after being arrested on charges of vote buying. The Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption released Dan Lobendun without charge. MyTV reports questioning will continue today. Meanwhile, Fiji First candidate Alexander O'Connor has been charged by the anti-corruption body for an election campaign breach and released on police bail. Mr. O'Connor has been charged with 3 counts of prohibition on use of state resources to campaign, which is contrary to the Electoral Act. Meanwhile, day 2 of the Fiji 2022 election pre-polling kicks off today. Supervisor of Elections Mohamed Sanim says yesterday more than 4,000 Fijians voted across 149 pre-polling venues. Mr. Sanim says people arrived at polling stations ready to vote.
Voters also come very well prepared. Most of them exactly know what to do and how to go about doing this. Gives you a little bit of ease when you are there, and there are some long lines also. So polling has commenced in Fiji, day 1 today. Excellent turnout actually from voters.
Pre-polling in Fiji wraps up on Friday. A US Coast Guard commander says training in the Pacific region is tailored to what each island nation needs and requests. The commander of the 14th US Coast Guard District, Rear Admiral Michael Day, is responsible for directing Coast Guard operations throughout Oceania. Rear Admiral Day told RNZ Pacific that some of the training can involve basic steamship through to how to maintain a vessel or navigation, depending on what is asked for.
We listen to what they put forth, and if we can help, we do. And we found more often than not we are able to supply some training of benefit. And then we like to operate with them also so that, you know, we're not strangers when we meet. And that goes back. We've been in the region for decades now, working with these different, so we have long-standing relationships that we value.
An Action for Smoke-Free spokesperson says smoking rates among Pacifica students in New Zealand are down thanks to Māori anti-smoking messages. Group Board Director Sir Colin Tukuitonga, who is a strong advocate for Māori and Pacific health, says the organisation's 2022 annual Year 10 survey found 2.6% of Pacifica students are smoking regularly, a decrease from 5.6%.
But I think generally what has worked has been the Māori smoke-free Aotearoa. They've used the messages to appeal to young people about the fact that smoking is not cool. And they've used prominent sports people to promote that message to really try to get young people to accept a movement away from smoking.
In sport, penalties were needed to separate Japan and Croatia in their Football World Cup round of 16th match. The score was 1-1 after both regulation time and extra time. The Croatian goalkeeper saved three of Japan's attempts and Croatia won 3-1 on penalties on Sky Sport.
Kašinić only has to score to ensure the job is done. A sea of Croatian celebration.
Croatia will play Brazil or the Korea Republic in the quarterfinals. Australia has won both the girls and boys title of the recent FIBA Under-15 Oceania Basketball Championships held in Guam. The Aussies won the boys championship after going undefeated in the six-day tournament, capped by a 75-64 win in the final against New Zealand. Guam took out Samoa 78-69 to claim third place. The Federated States of Micronesia came fifth, Palau sixth, and the Northern Marianas seventh. Australia's girls team also went undefeated in the tournament and then walloped New Zealand 154 in the finals. Samoa's girls team thrashed Guam in the battle for third 92-50, while other results had PNG finishing fifth and the Northern Marianas sixth. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.